You're listening to the Core Factors Audio Library, spoken versions of Core Factors articles and research created to support accessibility and for listening on the go. This piece is titled, Are They Ready to Reskill? Three Ways to Assess Growth Motivation. The following narration preserves the original content and intent of the written article.
Are They Ready to Reskill? Three Ways to Assess Growth Motivation. The urgency to reskill and the risk behind it. Clients are hearing a constant message, reskill or fall behind. Emerging technologies, industry disruption, and widespread uncertainty have created pressure to keep up. As a result, many clients enter coaching conversations expressing interest in retraining for something new. Beneath that urgency, however, is often uncertainty. Does the client truly want to grow in this direction, or are they reacting to anxiety? Is their interest in reskilling grounded in motivation and alignment, or driven by external pressure? Reskilling demands time, energy, financial resources, and sustained learning effort. When the underlying motivation is not stable, the process often fails. At best, it leads to frustration or wasted resources. At worst, it moves the client into a role that recreates the same misalignment they were trying to escape. Practitioners play a critical role here. Before clients commit to certifications, programs, or career pivots, they need help answering a more fundamental question. Is this direction aligned with who I am, how I work, and what I value? Misreading the desire for change. Reskilling can be empowering, but it can also be a misdiagnosis. Many clients feel disengaged and assume the issue is a lack of skills, when the real problem is lack of fit. Without understanding why dissatisfaction exists, reskilling may simply repeat the same patterns in a new context. Other clients respond primarily to pressure. Popular skills, trending roles, and fear-driven messaging can pull people toward paths that look practical, but do not match their interests or energy. Some clients pursue reskilling in search of security rather than clarity. Wanting stability is reasonable, but new skills only provide it when they lead to work that actually fits. Before moving forward, practitioners can slow the process and help clients assess whether growth motivation is real, sustainable, and aligned. 1. Is this direction energizing or depleting? The first way to assess readiness is by examining motivation at the task level. The Career Signals Assessment provides this insight by distinguishing between four skill experiences. Skills the client enjoys and feels effective using. Skills the client enjoys but has not yet developed. Skills the client dislikes but performs well. Skills the client both dislikes and struggles with. When a reskilling target falls into the dislike categories, it raises a red flag. The client may be forcing themselves towards something they believe is practical, but that will be difficult to sustain emotionally. When the target area appears in the enjoy categories, even with room for growth, there is a stronger foundation. This reframes the question from, can I do this, to do I want to keep doing this? Sustainable growth requires energy, not just capability. 2. Does this match their natural work interests? The second lens looks at broader personality-driven interests. Global interest areas, part of the career path assessment, describe how clients prefer to engage with work. These interests reflect whether someone is energized by analysis, creativity, leadership, systems, service, or hands-on activity. When a reskilling path contradicts a client's dominant interest areas, it warrants closer examination. For example, a client may want to pursue a high-demand technical role, but if their interests are strongly oriented toward creativity or human connection, the day-to-day experience of that work may feel misaligned. This does not automatically rule out reskilling. It highlights that the application, environment, and role context matter as much as the skill itself. Interest alignment shapes whether learning feels engaging or draining over time. 3. What's driving the decision, values or fear? The final assessment focuses on values. The career values profile within Career Signals identifies what makes work meaningful for a client. Values may include stability, autonomy, creativity, contribution, recognition, or growth. When reskilling aligns with these values, motivation tends to endure. A client who values autonomy may feel energized by skills that open flexible or independent work options. A client who values contribution may be drawn to roles that clearly serve others. When reskilling is driven primarily by fear, comparison, or pressure to keep up, it often lacks staying power. Helpful reflection questions include, what does this new skill enable? What kind of future does it support? Is this decision moving the client towards something meaningful or away from discomfort? Helping clients make growth sustainable. Reskilling can be a powerful step when it is grounded in alignment rather than urgency. Practitioners support this process by offering structure, language, and space for reflection. Tools like Career Signals and Career Path help clients understand their motivation, interests, and values before committing to change. Additional support from tools like EQ Accelerator can help clients build self-awareness and adaptability as they navigate uncertainty. When reskilling aligns with energy, interests, and values, it leads not just to new opportunities, but renewed engagement. When it does not, pausing is not failure. It is often the most strategic choice. Key takeaways. Interest in reskilling may stem from unsustainable motivation. Motivational skills reveal whether growth is energizing or draining. Global interest areas highlight natural engagement patterns. Career values distinguish alignment from external pressure. Slowing the process supports stronger long-term outcomes.
This concludes the audio version of this Core Factors article. You can explore the full written version and additional practitioner resources at corefactors.com.